Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, business and civic groups are sponsoring a legislative candidate's meet and greet at the Eau Claire Public Library this Thursday from 4 until 6. More on that coming up. Plus, we'll hear from the executive director of the Chippewa Valley's anti-human trafficking education organization, Fierce Freedom. Cap Morgan will talk with us about their Empower Freedom Conference taking place Friday, October 18th at the Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire, a conference to equip communities to end the cycle of human trafficking and exploitation. They'd like you to register by this Friday. And Dick Christensen joins us again to talk about the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event October 25th and 26th at Peace Church in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, the election continues to creep ever closer, now just 30 days away and just 16 days until early voting starting October 22nd. Several Chippewa Valley area business groups, the League of Women Voters, and the Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library sponsoring a public legislative candidates meet and greet this Thursday from 4 until 6 at the Eau Claire Public Library. The event is free and no registration is required. Invited are all the candidates for the State Assembly and local districts 67, 68, 69, 91, 92, and 93. The format's similar to a parent-teacher conference or a reverse job fair, with each candidate given a table to meet informally with local voters. There'll be brief one-minute introductions of each candidate at 4:30 during the event. The League of Women Voters of the Chippewa Valley will provide an opportunity for voter registration and help voters to determine which assembly district in which they live, which you can also learn at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. The event's intended as an opportunity for voters to meet and talk directly with candidates seeking seats in the state legislature from local districts. In this fall's election, all 99 assembly districts are on the line, and all districts have newly drawn geographic lines. Sponsors of the event include the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber, Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Menominee Area Chamber and Visitor Center, Chippewa Valley Home Builders Association, the Realtors Association of Northwestern Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters of the Chippewa Valley, and the Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library. Meanwhile, earlier this week, I had a chance to talk with the executive director of the Chippewa Valley's anti-human trafficking education organization, Fierce Freedom, Kat Morgan. They've got the Empower Freedom Conference coming up October 18th this year at the Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire. It's a conference to equip communities to end the cycle of human trafficking and exploitation. If you plan to attend, they'd love to have you register by this Friday. I spoke with Kat and began by talking about how this is an annual event.
Yes, Mark. It's our third annual Empower Freedom Conference, and just every year, I don't want to say it gets better and better, but we just have such excellent speakers every single year. And this year, I'm just really excited about, you know, sharing some of those highlights with listeners.
Why do you guys do this? What do you think feel is the importance of doing this?
So everything that we do with Fierce Freedom, we really want to make our community inhospitable to human trafficking. And we believe that by training and equipping community members just to be aware of the signs, and even in some cases, you know, professionals, where does human trafficking intersect with their profession? We're giving that empowerment and that equipping that they can then go back and they can, you know, join the fight, because we need all of us. We need all of us to combat this together.
Yeah. I was at last year's conference. It was really good. Give us kind of an overview of what's coming up on October 18th.
So this year, we're really excited because we've moved to the Pablo Center here in downtown Eau Claire at the very heart of the city. And we will be having in the morning celebrated author and advocate Lizzie Hirschberger. And she will be sharing about, you know, her experience growing up Amish in Minnesota and how this, you know, led to abuse that she experienced in that community. And really highlighting, I think, just generally plain dress communities and sort of the intersection that has with abuse. I don't think we always associate that, but we really wanted to take an opportunity to shine light on this topic specifically, because I don't think people associate that community or plain dress communities with abuse. I was really shocked personally to find that out. But our friend Lizzie is just going to do a really good job. And she really was also very at risk to be trafficked. So she will be talking about that. And, you know, just in our area, we're so surrounded with rural areas that are sort of isolated. I think it's important that we just hear those stories.
Who are some of your other speakers?
So another speaker highlight that I'm really excited about is Stephanie Anderson. So she is the founder of Restorative Inc. and an international award-winning esthetician. So she will be talking about how she really uses the fact that she works as an esthetician to assist survivors of domestic violence and human trafficking. So one of the ways that she does this is she removes tattoos that people that have been involved with, you know, human trafficking, a lot of times that's a warning sign. That's a physical warning sign that they would have. And so she removes those free of charge. And she also has created her own professional infrastructure for identification and support for victims as well to assist them. And so she will be sharing that, how she did that, you know, with people that are in the audience who might also be clinicians or, you know, having a profession, they're professionals who are seeing people, you know, come in and out. And so how do you identify somebody who might be being trafficked?
You and I interviewed her for the podcast, and that was a great interview. And so how common is that? Because I've really found out even just in doing that interview, like, wow, okay, so this is kind of a form of the pimp branding, right?
Absolutely. So that is one of those warning signs that really you can see physically. I think that human trafficking, you can't always, sometimes it's psychological, but that really is very common that somebody would have a tattoo that is a quote unquote brand of their pimp. So it might be the pimp's last name. It might be their, you know, like a symbol to represent them, maybe like a dollar sign, maybe some dice, something that has to do with the game, the life. And so, you know, just phrases that have to do with that. And so that is a way that a pimp will say that that is their property. And, you know, as we've kind of shared about a little bit too, in some of our programming, with a Romeo pimp situation, that person is saying that they love that victim, that that's their boyfriend, right? That's how that victim sees them is a boyfriend or girlfriend. And so in their mind, because they've been groomed, they see that as like, wow, this person really loves me and we love each other. And so, of course, we're going to get tattoos, you know, matching tattoos or whatever. So it's a symbol that represents, I think, so much about trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Any other speakers you'd like to highlight?
Yeah. So we also have Julie Bates Maves. And so she is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Stout, and she has also authored Grief and Addiction. So she will share about, you know, treatment strategies for those who are in addiction. And I think, too, also really focusing on the effect that trauma has on the brain and how that can really affect, you know, survivors of trafficking, survivors of domestic abuse, and those working with them. If you're a counselor, psychologist, and also if you yourself are experiencing vicarious trauma from being in those roles, you know, she will explain a little bit, I think, of self-care strategies and just what does that actual impact look like. So she'll unpack that as well for us. And then we also do have a special performance from Eau Claire Women in Theater, and they are going to be performing right after lunch their original piece, Dancing with a Side of Fries. So it's kind of talking about the importance of consent in a more lighthearted way. And finally, in the afternoon, we have our film. Our newest film will be debuting. It's called Light in the Darkness. And it's really going to shine light on the stories of three women who were impacted by sexual exploitation and trafficking just right here in the Midwest in different ways. And we're going to have the film showing, and then these women will be available as well for a panel afterwards for people to ask some questions.
And then finally, I don't know, you've worked with Fierce Freedom for a long time and you've stepped into the role of executive director for more than a year now. Why do you like doing what you do? Or why do you love doing what you do?
You know, I do love my job, Mark, and it is a tough job at times. I think though that when you're in your calling, when you feel like you're very called to something, God does give you that energy and that zeal to do it. I think what really inspires me is realizing that I don't have to do it alone. Too, I think that when we're confronted with some of the really hard parts of humanity, and we think we need to do the saving, like Jesus has already done the saving, first of all, but also we have companions on the journey with us. So having people that are also passionate really does inspire me. And then, of course, even just having conversations with people that have been affected by sexual violence or trafficking, and just that, like meeting with them and hearing their story and how resilient they are does inspire me. So I feel very inspired by this work, and I really think it's so important because I really do believe in creating cultural change. This is a huge problem, you know, pornography that is fueling trafficking, and just I think it's very normalized. Like some of the things that are fueling trafficking are very normalized, and I just think it's really important. I really believe in it. And I think that having other people who also believe, who I get to partner with, is why I love it.
There's Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan on Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO, encouraging you to register for their Empower Freedom Conference Friday, October 18th at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Cost of about $75. You can register at fiercefreedom.org, preferably by this Friday at 1 p.m. I also spoke this week with Dick Christensen of Peace Church in Eau Claire. They're holding another Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event coming up October 25th and 26th. They could still use more help. He reminded us that he'd taken part in this event a couple of times with the church he and his family were involved with in the Milwaukee area, and then in retiring, moving back to Eau Claire. He recollects Peace first undertaking this event in 2017.
Did a great job on it, supported it fully. We packed 101,000 meals that first year. And the second and third years, we increased that amount. And then COVID came along, and Feed My Starving Children had to stop, because this is a hands-on, close quarters kind of thing. And it just wouldn't work during COVID. And then it got started again. And finally, then 2 years ago, we resumed the effort and started over with 101,000 meals. Did 101,000 last, or then we did 109,000 last year. And that's what our goal is again this year. So that's where we are, and we'll be doing that on October 25th and 26th at Peace Church.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
You know, I looked this morning, and we have room currently for about 100 volunteers, but we're still, what, three and a half weeks away. So if this is something that you enjoy doing or think you might enjoy doing, and I really strongly encourage you to go on the website. You can go to mypeacechurch.com. And website is mypeacechurch.com and then /FMSC, or you can go directly to FMSC.org and you can register there. If you have trouble registering, just call the Peace Church office and somebody can help you get that done. But I really encourage you, if you're interested, to register quickly, because I'm pretty sure that within a week or two, we're going to be completely full.
And we also want to point people towards possibly the early word about something you have in mind for next year.
Yeah, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right after COVID, we were concerned that we might have trouble getting enough volunteers from just our church, because, you know, people were reluctant to get together again and do things like this. So we spread the word among, 15 or 20 congregations in Eau Claire, just sent them an email and said, would you be willing to just announce this to your congregation and let them know that we need volunteers? And we got 500 volunteers, which is exactly what we needed. The next year, I sent out emails to the same churches. That was last year. And again, we got all kinds of help. And this year, we increased it. We sent out emails to 30 churches. And, we're filling up very quickly. So I think the word is getting out. We also sent emails to people who had packed in the past. And I think we're getting a really good response from that. So that's this year. We're going to be in good shape. We're looking toward next year, though. And, you know, the heart of this whole matter is that kids are starving across the world. It's when you start looking into the details of this, it's pretty horrible. We've got wars going on all over the world, and these people need food. You got, look at the hurricane now. Look at all the people there that are having trouble getting food. There's poverty, incredible poverty, droughts, Africa particularly, and it's just heartbreaking to know how many kids are not getting fed, and not fed at all. I mean, we live in the U.S., and generally you can get food, you can find it, get help somewhere, but in the middle of Africa, it's a whole different game. So Feed My Starving Children really works hard to reach those kids, and so that's why we're doing what we're doing. But we want to do more. 109,000 is great. We have a little bit of room, though. We could add another packing session or two. And so what we're thinking is that we'd like to offer to the churches in Eau Claire, whoever can afford to help us and can bring people to do the job, we're offering what we're going to call mini mobile packs. So right now we have 5 packing sessions, and we think that we could increase it to 6. We could increase it to 7 without adding another day for the event. But what it would require, that you would pay for the meals that you pack that day or at that session, single session. And that's about 21 or 22,000 meals typically. All the church would be responsible for would be to pay for the food, staff, maybe a half dozen people to kind of run the program during that packing session, and bring as many volunteers from their own church as they would like to sign up, and kind of make it your own. Once you've done this meal packing, you say, gosh, I'd like to do it again. Well, let's go up to the Twin Cities and pack at their permanent site. But we're offering the chance for you to kind of run your own mobile pack event. It's dedicated to you, your church. You can promote it at your church and learn what it's all about, and see where we can go from there. So we'd like to do that. We think we can pack more meals that way, and we're excited about that.
Dick Christensen says anybody who is interested in contacting him about setting up their own future mobile pack event should just contact Peace Church. And finally, Dick wants to recognize some sponsors who helped make this year's Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event, October 25th and 26th, possible at Peace Church in Eau Claire.
I appreciate that. You know, we've done this now. This is our 6th mobile pack. And from the very beginning, for example, Builder's First Choice, we have naturally some carpeting that we pack these, set these 1-ton bags of food on. We pack about 11 tons worth of food, and it has to be set on our concrete floor, but the concrete floor has carpeting on it. And so Builder's First Choice, from the very beginning, donated enough plywood sheeting for us to cover our floors, and that's a godsend. Last year, a good story to it, we invited Ecclesia Church to come and help pack. And at the end, I said, if any church has access to a forklift, we're in need of one. We were able to supply it the first 3 years, but that source dried up. So anyway, we got a call from Ecclesia Church, and they had a member who said, sure. So he's providing that forklift to us again. I always say God even knows where the forklifts are. And then, let's see, Holiday Inn this year, I took a chance and I asked, and they said, sure, we'll provide some rooms for a couple days for the workers from the Twin Cities who will be staying overnight. So they helped and took care of that for us. Thrivent donated money to feed the staff and the Peace team while we were working. And Badger Printing has discounted their printing for some items that we needed doing to promote the event. So the local people just stepping forward to helping feed kids.
Again, recapping, that was Dick Christensen with Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event coming up at Peace Church in Eau Claire. Contact him, contact them. If you're interested in helping out here, you can register at mypeacechurch.org/FMSC for Feed My Starving Children. Again, October 25th and 26th. But maybe you want to do something like this at your church. Dick would love to work with you on that. In our opening segment, we told you about a legislative candidate meet and greet. That's coming up this Thursday, 4 to 6 at the library. It's a free event, chance to meet a number of assembly candidates from various districts. And finally, sandwiched right in the middle, we heard from Kat Morgan, Executive Director of Fierce Freedom. They've got their annual Empower Freedom Conference coming up for 6 hours, Friday, October 18th. It includes lunch. You can register at fiercefreedom.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. This edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO.